Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, before we bring in the Goth Ninjas, quick announcement here at the top of the show. I just revamped our Buy Our Crap store at bobseska.com. Now you can buy t-shirts, bumper stickers, mugs, drinkware, messenger bags, and all kinds of other items featuring the Bob Seska Show logo, along with a few vintage Bob and Chez era items to commemorate Chez's 50th birthday, and our original Flush the Turd on November 3rd t-shirts and more. And coming soon, exclusive t-shirts to celebrate the 20th anniversary of my May 2000 Napster Bad cartoon. Don't settle for knockoff items sold by disreputable stores that flagrantly stole my Flush the Turd slogan. Go to bobseska.com, click the Buy Our Crap link under the logo at the top of the page, or just bookmark bobseska.com/store and go shopping until you're dropping. It's not too late to buy Bob Seska Show items for yourself and everyone on your list. Thank you in advance, and now let the cartoons begin.
Broadcasting from Resistance Headquarters, relentlessly fighting back against the clown dictator and his regime of deplorables.
Never give up, never surrender.
This is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Hello, I'm Margaret Jo McCullum.
And I'm Terry Rialto.
And you're listening to The Delicious Dish on National Public Radio.
And we have a very special guest today. Please welcome the owner of Seasons Eatings, Pete Schwede.
Welcome. How are
Welcome,
you?
Welcome, Pete.
We like the name of your store.
Hi, thanks for having me. Well, there are lots of great treats at this time of year. Zucchini bread, fruitcake. But the thing that I most like to bring out at this time of the year are my balls.
Balls. Tell us about your balls, Pete.
Well, over at Seasons Eatings, we have balls for every taste.
My mouth's watering just thinking about those balls.
It's been years since I've seen any balls.
Would you like to see my balls now?
You have some beautiful balls.
They're bigger than I expected.
I know a lot of people tell me that.
I can't help but notice, Pete, your balls are a little misshapen.
Can I touch your balls?
Go ahead, but be careful, they're very delicate.
I have to say, your balls are so tender.
Well, there's no beating my balls. They're made from a secret Schwede family recipe. No one can resist my Schwede balls.
To you and y'all have a right smart holiday now. You hear?
Bob Seska.
Hi, this is Patrick Swayze wishing you the best for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The Bob Seska Show.
Now, be careful with my balls. They're very delicate. From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, December 12, 2019. 12-12. And this is the Bob Seska Show presented by BubbleGenius.com, the greatest damn soap ever. Hey, what's up? What's happening? My name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi. Day 1057 of the Trump crisis. Day 82 of the Day 82 of the impeachment of Donald Trump. I went a little Ben Shapiro there. A little bit Doug Collins, I think. 326 days into the 2020 presidential election, and let's bring in the Goth Ninja. Okay, it is Jody Hamilton from the Stephanie Miller Show, stephaniemiller.com, also from the From the Bunker podcast, from -the-bunker.com, and sexyliberal.com. Oh, and it's also T-Rex David Ferguson for the holidays. Hello. It's Miracle Christmas T-Rex at patreon.com/theTRexReport. That's what I'm going to start calling you from now on, David, is Miracle what? Christmas T-Rex.
Okay. That just means, like, my tail lights up or something. T-Rex with your tail so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Yeah, that's the plan.
I think they need to do a Hallmark Christmas special called Miracle Christmas T-Rex, and it's all about you. It's just like a day in the life of... T-Rex of the holidays.
I'm so sad because I can't throw snowballs very far with my tiny arms. All the other kids are throwing snowballs.
It's very difficult for you to build a snowman or to deck the halls with your teeny tiny arms.
I got your gay apparel.
How do you put the star at the top of the tree with those teeny tiny little arms? Okay.
A step ladder.
Well, welcome to both of you. Quick announcement here, a little programming note here at the top of the show. No after party tomorrow. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow that I can't move. It was supposed to be a few weeks ago, but it got canceled, got postponed until tomorrow. So it's right smack in the middle of the day. So there's no way I can do an after party. But, however, for all of our Patreon subscribers at the $10 plus level, I'll be posting a vintage episode of the after party, a very special vintage episode. This goes all the way back to May of 2015, in which Chez and I get drunk on the show. And so
it's
a very special holiday treat. Having nothing to do with the holidays except the drinking.
Only I could listen to it backwards and listen to you guys get really, you know, you start
dead
at the beginning when you're just like, happy, I gotta turn this thing off.
Yeah. It is a lot of that. We go completely Larry Kudlow during the thing. It was like, once we get to that last half hour, it's a...
Greenland is a strategic place there. And they got a lot of valuable minerals. I don't want to predict an outcome. I'm just saying the president, who knows a thing or two about buying real estate.
That was me trying to read kicker stories at the end of that after party. And I think we, okay, now
I was thinking about that yesterday, you know, and I was just like, oh my God, the president wanted to buy Greenland. Like, that happened.
I know.
It wasn't just like something that happened to me. I had a terrible dream when I had food poisoning and woke up thinking Trump was going to buy Greenland.
Yeah. I remember that, yeah.
That's right. You had some bad shellfish, and then you woke up, oh my God, what's going on? The president wants to buy Greenland. He wants to buy the whole goddamn island.
Nobody just like went to Greenland and was like, what do you guys think? Do you want to belong to Donald Trump? Do you want to be his pets?
You want to belong to Donald Trump.
And you want to be his ant farm?
It's just some,
like, you know,
some weird
project.
Weird shit.
Well, that was some weird shit.
It really, really was.
It really happened.
But yeah, so in this episode of the after party, I say that Chez and I got drunk on the show. That may have been a bit of an exaggeration. I know I was drunk on this episode of the show, and Chez was drinking. The question is whether or not he was drinking enough to be drunk. And so you're going to have to listen to find out. Patreon.com/BobSeskaShow or BobSeskaShow.com. Or you could just click the all caps Patreon link beneath the logo at BobSeska.com. Blah, blah, blah. Sign up for $10, the after party tier, the after party postmortem shows level of subscription on the Patreon page, and you'll be all set for tomorrow's extravaganza of beverage drinking.
And I will bet some listener of $10 that Chez probably acts totally sober and then just loses it finally when it's too much effort. You know, because it like requires more and more effort to act sober the drunker you get.
What we did for Thank You Patrons Day is for our top 40 subscribers, our lifetime top 40 subscribers, the people who have subscribed for the highest dollar amount, those top 40 subscribers got free access to our entire after party archives at BobSeska.com. And
oh,
so
that's cool.
What they're able to do now is they can go back and listen to all those old episodes without me having to post it on the Patreon page. And one of the episodes, speaking of Chez, and by the way, yesterday would have been his 50th birthday.
Happy birthday, Chez.
Yeah.
You are
Well, there's one great episode, man, where he and Taryn, who was his fiance at the time, were driving around just doing like a road trip. It was the most fun. And they were, oh, God, I forget exactly where they were, but it was an entire after party in which I was in Hawaii. And then Chez and Taryn were naked and drunk in their hotel room in some resort town somewhere. Nice. And it was just, it was so much goddamn fun. That was just another one of those episodes that was so fun. Involving drinking, of course. Of course it did. Okay, so speaking of...
you don't really get that with the Goth Ninjas. We're kind of a sober crowd. We got Jody over there with the tab. Yes. I've got an iced coffee here. We're trying to get caffeinated so we can be funny. Funny!
Yeah, every once in a while I'm like, what's wrong with the both of you? This is such a boring show. That's every... Just kidding. So this judicial nominee, Lawrence Van Dyke, was confirmed by the Senate yesterday.
Yeah. God, is that the white supremacy guy? Like ethnic nationalism is good and diversity makes us weaker?
Well, in case you need a refresher, here's this guy being questioned in Congress during his approval process in which he completely breaks down and starts crying. I mean, not just regular crying. I'm talking about like Marsha Brady ugly crying, like hyperventilating crying.
Oh God, because
I'm bracing myself.
Again, like any red hat, this guy got called on his bullshit, and instead of acting like a man and saying, you know what, I'm sorry, this was a major mistake of mine, I didn't mean to do it. Instead,
I was young and stupid or whatever.
Yeah, he pulls like a Brett Kavanaugh and starts freaking out and sobbing. It's the most insane clip.
Letter also says...
It's going to start out with the congressman here. So we're going to hear a little bit from the... I forget the name of the congressman questioning Lawrence Van Dyke, but wait till you hear Lawrence Van Dyke's response.
That you would not commit... to being fair to litigants before you, notably members of the LGBTQ community. Can you speak to that? Did you say that you wouldn't be fair to members of the LGBT community?
Senator, that was the part of the letter. I did not say that.
Can I mention he sounded so gay right then?
All right, hang on.
I did not say that.
Why are you kidding me?
It's all right.
No, I did not say that. I do not believe that. It is a fundamental belief of mine that all people are created in the image of God.
Oh, my God.
They should all be treated with dignity and respect.
Really?
Senator.
Can you commit today to this committee that you will treat, if confirmed, that you would treat every litigant who came before you with respect and with dignity?
My God.
Absolutely, Senator. I would not have allowed myself to be nominated for this position if I did not think I could do that.
Including members of the LGBT community and any other community that has been historically disadvantaged in this country.
Absolutely,
my God.
Senator.
All right, all right.
I can't believe he didn't talk to me all night. he's like your drunk girlfriend at the party.
My God.
I mean, see, that alone should disqualify him as far as I'm concerned. Take out the homophobia and everything else that he was writing as far as that goes. Like, oh, you know what? I'm not going to be fair because I hate the gays. Take all of that out. Just the crying itself is completely disqualified. Since when was this okay to do? And I know that a Supreme Court justice nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, did something extremely similar to what this guy, Lawrence Van Dyke,
really
was doing.
Unheard of before that, though, but apparently the bar has been moved now. Thank you, Brett.
Yeah. I mean, these guys are supposed to be the alpha dogs, right? These guys are supposed to be the manly men, and all they do is cry and fucking whine. It is staggering. Yeah. To watch this happen. But yeah, so he's going to be on the appeals court. So congratulations, America. You picked a good one.
Well, if I ever end up in front of him, I know how to make him cry.
No kidding.
Good idea. Yeah, that's a great idea. Just manipulate
the drug. I'm a member of the LGBTQ community. Are you going to treat me fairly, or are you going to go by the things you wrote?
Right. So elections matter. I think this is the takeaway when it comes to a lot of these issues you know what? I think, Jody, you posted something like this. It was either on Twitter or Facebook about how, you know what? we have to vote based on real politic here. We need to know that this isn't just about your personal masturbatory effort in the voting booth to satisfy whatever contrarianism that you're into. This is about millions and millions and millions of people. This particular judge, as a consequence of Donald Trump's election, is probably going to take giant shits all over anyone who's part of the LGBTQ community. And we can confirm that because that's what he's done in the past. What do you think for a second, because he was whining in the Senate, that he's going to stop believing what he believes? Of course not. Of course not.
But at least litigants, though, are warned. You know, he's got a stamp on him forever now because that was called out, and people will know going before him that it's not.
Well, I have another thing to say here with regard to.
Of course you do.
I tend to talk. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Please proceed, Governor.
But this goes back to something that Buzz and I talked about on Tuesday. Steve Schmidt Tuesday morning was on Morning Joe, and he just ranted going off. And one of the things he was talking about was the Pocahontas bullshit. He was attacking Elizabeth Warren.
I listened to that, and I was like, what is your problem? Were you molested by Elizabeth Warren? Show us on the doll.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. Show us on the doll where Dr.
touched you, Steve. Like, I mean, because it was just so. I mean, it was so vehement, and it was so like kind of unfounded.
Right.
I mean,
because
like I don't think anyone is running for president right now who's not a millionaire.
Yeah,
including Bernie Sanders. So if we're going to talk about rich people, we're talking about poor people and its hypocrisy. I mean, Sanders is really the one you want to go for, but because I mean, at least Elizabeth Warren has spent a lifetime in public service, and she's really actively been trying to help consumers for 50 years.
Sure.
You know, it's for God's sake. I mean, I listened to him, and he was just like, she's just so self-righteous and just hypocrisy. And rah, 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 rah. I'm just like, dude, Howard Schultz didn't make it, okay? Nobody liked him.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to, you know, like, cool your jets, buddy.
Yeah.
But then, like, Scarborough emails you. I don't know if you guys listened to Tuesday's show, but I did. And, like, all this went down on Joe Scarborough's show.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Bob took to Twitter and was like, rightly so, and was like, please don't hand, you know, Donald Trump sound bites.
Talking points, yeah.
Against us. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's exactly, you know, if Warren gets the nomination, that's exactly what Trump's people are going to play. They're going to play Steve Schmidt calling her hypocritical and saying that Trump is the most honest president we've ever had.
Yeah.
Leave out that in some ways, you know, and they'll just say Trump is the most honest president. You know, and it's just like, it just.
Well, you know, and in Joe Scarborough's defense, he actually came to the defense of Elizabeth Warren. And in fact, not only said something after Steve Schmidt was done ranting, but then also tweeted something after the show. And it's partly because I called
DM'd
him out.
You.
Yeah, I called him out, and then he DM'd me, and then we cleared the air between the two of us, which we often do. I don't mind saying.
Why didn't you ask him to submit some music for the show?
You know what? Great fucking idea. You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that right now. Not right now, but after the show.
Because if you want to ensure that he'll listen, he will listen to hear his song.
Well, I don't want him listening to this show. Are you kidding me?
Yes, you do. Why would you want him telling people about it so people will listen.
Oh, well,
you
that's true.
More
okay.
Listeners, Bob.
I don't want
more listeners.
I don't want an audience.
And, like, the only reason Joe Scarborough is there is because of who's in his, you know, well, not Rolodex. We don't have Rolodexes anymore, but who's in his contact list.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody watches that show. I don't even turn on the TV before 9 a.m. so I can be safe.
Well, he doesn't follow me on Twitter yet, so that might be a problem. But here's the point I'm trying to get to. While Steve Schmidt was doing that rant the other day on Morning Joe, we found out that Donald Trump has to pay $2
million. $2 million.
In retribution because he defrauded the general public. He defrauded veterans. With his Trump Foundation charity. And not only that, on top of all of that, the Trump kids have to go to mandatory classes to teach them how to run a charity without defrauding the public. Ivanka has to go. Don Jr. has to go. Eric has to go. They have to go to a fucking class. And you know what?
Will they go together, do you think?
Yes.
Or will they just
go.
Take it in their prison cells remotely?
That's true. That'd be a good idea. But, you know, here's...
Oh, can you see him walking Ivanka in her orange coveralls to go take the class?
That'd
you know,
be so
like,
funny.
Oh, she's been let out of prison for briefly to go take her public service class.
Right, and Eric needing...
How to run a charity.
Eric needs Cliff Notes, too. So, so here's the deal. Whenever someone mentions Pocahontas, the reply should always be... And this is specific to even Elizabeth Warren. Whenever someone goes there, down that stupid fucking Pocahontas bullshit road, the reply should always be... Is that better or worse than having to pay $2 million in retribution for running a fraud charity that bilked veterans and being forced to attend training courses about not defrauding the public with phony charities? Is that better or worse? And it is obviously far worse because you know why? A half a dozen of those things happen every single hour with the Trumps. There are half a dozen Pocahontas-type scandals plaguing the Trumps that drop just through the regular course of business throughout a regular day. Okay.
So anytime anybody says Pocahontas, we say, how's community service, Ivanka?
Yeah. Right.
My name's Eric. How's community service?
Well, no, I mean, really, what I was going to say, I mean, if you were to actually chart this, there would be a stack of bullshit a mile high, right? I mean, we're talking about the Trump awfulness, and that's on one bar graph. And on the very next bar, you've got the Pocahontas thing, which isn't even, it's even microscopic at the very bottom. Of the
right, no one was defrauded.
Right,
nobody's money was taken away. Nobody got robbed of their life savings, or they had their business collapse from unpaid invoices to Trump Inc. for the marble countertops they did for the casino that went out of business.
Right,
how do you lose money on a fucking casino?
No shit.
For God's sake, I mean. That's like basically a place where people go to set their money on fire and throw it in the air.
That's right.
And you've lost money.
Well, if you look at the history of what he was doing, if you look at what Donald Trump was doing while he was building those casinos, he was doing what Donald Trump always does. He doesn't understand anything. So what he was doing is purchasing these super expensive chandeliers and other sort of decorative items to go around the casino floors and so on. Things that were tremendously overpriced and in which he was getting bilked for because everyone takes advantage of Donald Trump for their own purposes. He's an idiot.
Well, they also know he's only going to pay a tenth of the money he's saying, so they got to overcharge him.
And of course, this was all part of a scheme that he was playing. I'm pretty sure that the casino thing was a gigantic scheme to profit off of the insurance losses or something like that.
The thing that he did in Atlantic City was that he opened three giant casinos right across the street from each other, which is insanely dumb.
Yeah, well, he is
because
he is insanely
dumb.
There wasn't
ever enough people there at once to fill all three of them.
Right. Oh,
and they're
man.
All competing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, really stupid.
It was.
And it decimated the economy of Atlantic City. I mean, just completely wrecked it.
Well, meanwhile, there is an election in the UK.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. They're having an election today. And
today?
Yeah. It could be really positive if the Russians.
Who's the Labour candidate?
What's that? The Labour candidate, Jeremy Corbyn.
Corbyn.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, he's. They're kind of saying that he could end up becoming prime minister. In fact, I think the first socialist prime minister in a good long time. And, but I mean, obviously the big question mark in all of this is Russia. Is Russia going to play a part? And I'm sure Russia has been blanketing the UK with propaganda on social media. This is the usual active measures. But it says here, British voters are casting ballots for members of parliament in pivotal election underlined by the country's 2016 referendum on leaving the European Union. It's the third general election after votes in 2015, 2017, and the first to be held in December in nearly 100 years. While Brexit has dominated the campaign with Prime Minister Boris Johnson of the Conservative Party putting the pressure at the center of its campaign and vowing to get Brexit done. Other issues may determine the outcome. The opposition Labour Party, led by Jeremy Corbyn, has put healthcare at the center of its agenda and has framed itself as the defender of the National Health Service. Smaller parties, including the Liberal Democrats, Greens, Brexit Party, and pro-independent parties in Scotland and Wales, could also play a decisive role. Voters will choose representatives for their local districts or constituencies in Parliament. 650 lawmakers in all for the House of Commons, which decides the country's laws and policies. Polls are open until 10 p.m., but according to the Electoral Commission, any eligible voters voters in line inside or outside polling stations at 10 must be allowed to vote. So there's a little tip for our UK listeners.
Yeah, we should also, by the way, we should have our polls open until 10 p.m., I think.
Yeah, and by the way, we should have elections more often like this. And how about a parliamentary system for us, too? Maybe.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, let's do that. And ranked choice voting. I mean,
surely they won't,
on
like,
on.
Keep Boris Johnson as their prime minister.
I hope not.
I mean, I was like, surely he's just like a little flop-headed placeholder until they can get somebody real in there. We'll see what happens. I mean, Boris Johnson, I mean, like, if Donald Trump didn't exist, Boris Trump would be the Donald Trump of the world.
Oh, you mean Boris Johnson? You said Boris Trump. You said
Boris Trump.
Which
either
is
one that works. Yeah. Either one works.
Yeah, well, what happens
I was just thinking
is,
about the two heads of hair, you know, like, these guys shouldn't be heads of state. They can barely manage a head of hair.
That's right. Well, the thing is, if Boris Johnson remains prime minister, he's probably going to push through a no-deal Brexit. So that's going to be a disaster. And I think, I think...
A literal, like, humanitarian disaster, like a freak fucking accident, like a tidal wave.
But I think the British people understand what happened in the Brexit vote. I think they understand what went on. There was obviously
they
Russian
want it now.
Yeah, yes. And so at this point they're going, all right, if we can do a redo, if we can do a control alt delete on this, great. I'm not necessarily going out on a limb when I say it's quite possible that it could end up being Jeremy Corbyn at the end of the day, which would be, I think, good news for not only the UK,
better
but
not
the
fuck
world.
It up.
Yeah, yeah. And it would also, I don't know even where Donald Trump would land on this now after Boris Johnson was busting on him at the NATO summit. So I don't know if Trump even gives a shit if it's Boris Johnson or not. I don't think he understands even what he's... He's still fascinated by the idea
I don't
think
he understands why they have a queen and a president.
He doesn't understand why they have three names. It's Great Britain, UK, England. He doesn't get any of that. He's just... Right. He's still figuring all of that out.
Kiev! I thought you were in Ukraine! Really happened, folks. Really. It really happened.
It did.
Actual
yes.
quote.
You are correct, sir.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so...
While we're there, though, while we're talking about people revoting and getting a do-over and possible using the election to... You and Buzz were talking about something the other day that I think we need to talk about a little more, about the possibility that the House may not hand this straight over to the Senate.
Yeah, I think John Dean was...
Hold on it.
Yeah. Jody, did you see the John Dean tweet where he proposed passing the articles but not turning them over to the Senate yet?
Yeah, hold on to it until, I don't know, after the Republican
After the election,
primaries.
When we've got a Democrat in the... You know,
well, we don't know that at that point. I say after the primaries so that the people that are charging from the right to the Republicans that are scared of losing their seats, they hold on to their... They can at least run against a Democrat.
Right, right.
So after the primaries, and then you turn it into the Senate so that the senators who have won their primary have some cover.
That's
for
true.
6 years, and they can go, boom, I can vote my conscience now. Now, did you guys see what I posted about the articles of under the Constitution about impeachment in the Senate?
Well, wait, okay, yeah, I want to talk about that, but I'm obsessive compulsive, so we have to do this.
Okay.
Sorry.
If you have any doubt, it's gonna take him out, Ukraine.
Okay, Jody, as you were saying, so...
I'm sorry, you guys both have, like, signature dances to that in my head, like the Peanuts characters. I wish you could see them.
Okay.
Yours is sort of a, like, lurching from side to side, Bob.
Okay.
Go on, Jody.
Sure. Go ahead, Jody.
Okay, so here we go. Let me just open it up so I can read it properly.
All righty.
Open, please. Not you. Stupid computer.
Stupid.
Trump is like, he responds so badly to the pressure of this.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that Nancy Pelosi is running a psyop. She's like, we're just going to stack swords of Damocles over his head.
Yeah, I so agree with that.
And just leave them hanging there in space over him because he can't stand it.
Okay, so let me read this. Okay, it's very interesting. I learned it on a legal podcast, so I had to look it up to make sure the lawyers were right because of with my Law and Order degree.
That's right.
Yes!
Article 1, Section 3, Clause 6 states... The Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments.
Mm-hmm.
When sitting for that purpose, they shall be on oath or affirmation. So they have to swear in, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, when the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside, and no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of 2/3 of the members, here's the money word, present.
Ah. I get it. Interesting.
So if all 100 of the people are present, then it's 67 people. If it's less than 100, then it's less than 67 and goes down and keeps going down. And according to a lot of smarter people than I, there are at least 4 to 10 senators that might vote to convict on the Republican side. Now, we're worried about Joe Manchin, Kristen Sinema, and Doug Jones for the Democrats, but hopefully Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi will whip their butts.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing.
So, I mean, we basically, if some of these people that are retiring and or, you know, they don't have to run until 2022 or 2024, you know, there's a whole bunch of different things where they go, hey, I'm not showing up for that vote.
Well, if this looks safe for the Republicans, watch for Joe Manchin and Doug Jones and Kristen Sinema to vote against conviction.
Right.
But if it looks like it's going to be close, I think the Democrats will remain in a single unified caucus if it's going to get really close, and especially in some of the procedural votes, because I know the news that came down yesterday, the Senate Republicans are pushing for a quote unquote short impeachment trial that would include calling zero witnesses. But
they want to treat this like the puppy just had an accident on the living room rug. You know, they just want to like clean it up, get the stain out,
move on,
keep going.
But, right.
So and the longer this goes on, the more chance we have of more evidence coming out.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. More calls, because who knows how many calls have been locked on that secret server?
Yeah.
And somebody, I can't remember who, Rachel Maddow said somebody has just filed a Freedom of Information Act to get all those declassified.
Oh, fantastic!
Or as much as possible, because some of it contains like, you know, code word classified level stuff, but.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he called Putin and asked him, what should we do about North Korea? What do you want me to do about North Korea?
Staggering.
What a little bitch.
Yeah.
He can't be bothered to read about it or sit still for an actual briefing, but he'll call Vlad and be like, hey, baby, what do we think about North Korea?
It's the gaslighting. It's the gaslighting once again. Mm-hmm. We see it happening. We see Vladimir Putin calling these shots with Donald Trump being puppeteered, and yet it's like we're being told that this is a hoax, that it's not really happening. But it's happening in plain fucking view. Well, meanwhile, Donald Trump actually wants to go and do a gigantic show trial where
he
testifies.
Let him do it.
Call all these witnesses, and my God,
I was listening to Matt Gaetz, who just completely stepped on his dick today. By the way,
yes, he did
at some point. But he was going on and on about what a terrible person Hunter Biden and
Hunter Biden is. Hank Johnson?
And I'm just like, well, I'm so glad I'm not going to vote for Hunter Biden for president. You know, what a jerk that guy is.
I know. I'm
not
going to
vote
like
for him.
What happened with Hank Johnson, Jody?
So Hank Johnson, while Matt Gaetz was going on about how Hunter Biden had drug addiction issues, Representative Johnson, who is a Democrat, said, you know, generally, I would never disparage any member of Congress that has, say, had any substance abuse problems. And it was just like, Matt Gaetz, shut the fuck up. You should not be talking. You're not Mitt Romney. You can't talk about this shit.
Yeah, right.
We've got a mugshot of you, buddy.
Yeah, Gaetz.
Exactly.
He just walks right into it every single time. They all do.
Yep.
But it doesn't matter because they've got 40% of American voters hosed, completely fucking hosed. So they can say that shit. Matt Gaetz can say that shit. And anything that's outside that fishbowl, fake news. Whatever Hank Johnson was saying is just like the Peanuts adults talking. It's not even words to them. It's just exactly.
Wah,
so that's what Matt Gaetz was hearing when Hank Johnson was talking. I don't think he was even paying attention. certainly not the Red Hats watching along. But okay, I want to talk about Plexiderm here, and then we'll come back and discuss more with regard to the impeachment and the IG report. I have something specific to say about this IG report and the fantasy that is going on surrounding
Can we
that.
Cover Matt Gaetz in Plexiderm so he disappears. That's
right. Oh man. But you know, with the holidays here and everything, everyone's got their camera phones out at these functions, at these parties, at these family get-togethers, and so they're taking your picture, and what invariably happens is they take a horrible picture of you, the most repulsive view of your face, and then they post it all over Facebook or social media, whatever platform they're on. And so then it's out in the world without you being able to have any control over. You want to grab their phone away and delete all of the pictures, but you don't necessarily need to do that if you have Plexiderm, because those under eye bags, wrinkles, and crow's feet, those are the telltale signs of aging, and who wants those in our holiday photos? Now imagine they're gone, though, and I'm not talking about risky, expensive plastic surgery. I'm talking about gone in just a matter of minutes. It is called Plexiderm, a clinically studied serum that visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, and under eye bags in just a matter of minutes. It's exactly what you need to get through the holiday season and beyond, and if you don't believe it, don't sweat it. I was in your camp, too. I didn't believe it either until we got our canister of Plexiderm here, tried it out. We did the test, and we were amazed by the results. In just a matter of 10 minutes, all those fine lines around my eyes just disappeared. I couldn't believe it. The best part is Plexiderm goes on clear, so nobody's going to know you're using it unless you tell them. Now here, listen up. Big-time holiday promotion right here. Go to tryplexiderm.com and use my code SEXYLIBERAL for 50% off. That's half off. Plus an additional $10 off. That's right, 50% off plus an extra $10 off. This offer is available by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mentioning code SEXYLIBERAL. Also, tryplexiderm.com. Plexiderm is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit tryplexiderm.com today. Use the code SEXYLIBERAL at checkout. That's tryplexiderm.com. The Bob Seska Show.
Bob Seska Show.
Lights are off, but I'm still home. Not afraid of the dark anymore. I feel your arms when you're not here, and everything's become so clear. And now I know.
This is the Bitter Elegance Paper Airplanes from Painting Over Your Ghost. I'm replaying some of my favorite women recording artists that we featured here on the show since March, since we started playing independent music here. BobSeska.com/music if you want to submit. Thank you to everyone who has submitted this year. We've got more where this all came from in the new year, too. There will be no indie music countdown at the end of this month because I am going on vacation, and I'm not going away for vacation necessarily. But I'm just gonna just dial out. It's like, bye bye, everybody. I'm just,
I'll believe that when I see it. Yeah, you're gonna be hanging on the edge of your freaking seat if something's happening on top of the hill, just like the rest of us.
Right.
You won't be able to look away.
Of course, I will. Of course, I'll be all over Twitter and social media and all the rest of it. But I'll be doing that naked, sitting on the couch with my phone,
which
wearing nothing but a cock ring. So there you go.
That's
pump up the volume. Okay, here's Donald Trump on that IG report by Michael. We saw a testimony yesterday by Michael Horowitz in the Senate. Really compelling stuff happening there. But here's what Trump said about the IG report, among many other things. He said,
"Okay, before he does this, because I know the audio you're going to play.
I don't have any audio.
Damn it!
No, of course not. I've got.
He was talking about it, and you can so clear he hadn't read it. And he's like, "It's just terrible. It's awful. It's what's been done to this country." It's just it's a disgrace.
Yes.
Because it's like, so what happened? What do you think? And he's like, what are you particularly taking? And he's like, well, it was Ukraine that hacked the. And it's like, you didn't read it, you pig. You didn't even sit still long enough for your fucking briefing.
No, of course he didn't read it. That's why his response right away was just.
He didn't know how, or
Pam Bondi probably went in there and said, oh my God, Mr. President, it's a total disgrace. You just destroyed the FBI. They are on the run. Everything that they did wrong is documented here in this IG report. Don't worry about it. You're completely in the clear, too. And then that's when he went out to that cabinet meeting and said, it's a total disgrace. He also said, this is an overthrow of the government. This was an attempted overthrow, and a lot of people were in on it, even though the report specifically states, quote, and I quote, we did not find documentary or testimonial evidence that political bias or improper motivation influenced the decision to open Crossfire Hurricane, and go fuck yourself.
He can tell his fans that ice is hot and up is down and black, and they'll just be like, yes, sir, Mr. Trump. Thank you for telling it like it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's as I said before. That's the version that they believe. The Red Hats don't believe that the IG report said what it actually said. And that's why everything is so fucked up right now. I mean, here was me.
And this is one of the things that makes me want to scream and tear my hair out, is when people keep talking about Trump being authentic. When Steve Schmidt was Ted, you know, in some ways he's the most honest president we've ever had. I'm like, look at that hair and tell me honest.
Yeah, nothing about him is honest. Nothing. I mean, the fact
nothing,
that he...
Absolutely nothing.
The fact that he talks a lot doesn't mean a fucking thing. He talks a lot, but it's all bullshit. And from the top of his head down to his teeny tiny feet, everything in between is horse shit. He's even wearing lifts, for fuck's sake. Even his
can't
height
stand up
is,
straight because
is bullshit.
He's,
yes. Yeah. Well, here, this is not necessarily about the impeachment or the IG report or anything in between. This was Donald Trump the other day, and I'm so upset that I completely forgot about this in the fire hose of news for Tuesday's show. Donald Trump, during one of his cabinet meetings, I think it might have been the same cabinet meeting that he was reacting to the IG report in, but he started talking about toilets and water pressure.
Oh my God, oh, that yeah. was so bizarre with the light bulbs. I said I don't like them. It gets me an orange, but you know, orange because like yeah. oranges are from Florida, and Florida gets lots of rain. You know, rain is in Florida, and it's just like, dude, he's up on the Adderall.
So here's all that he needed to say, and then I'll play the clip. Here's all this required. We're looking at water efficiency standards to address water pressure in bathroom fixtures. That's it. That's all he had to say. I think less than 10 words. That's all he needed. Instead, this is what he said.
We have a situation where we're looking very strongly at sinks and showers and other elements of bathrooms where you turn the faucet on in areas where there's tremendous amounts of water, where the water rushes out to sea because you could never handle it, and you don't get any water. You turn on the faucet, you don't get any water. They take a shower and the water comes dripping out. It's dripping out, very quietly dripping out. People are flushing toilets.
Okay, I'm going to stop right there. That part, I mean, you want to talk...
That's like lonely Trump on an echoing empty planet. Like,
I mean, you want to talk about sundowning. That right there, it's like he's suddenly off in his own world going, the water trickling.
It's like Langston Hughes poetry, you know?
Right. Let's continue with this madness.
Times, 15 times, as opposed to once. They end up using more
back
water.
That up.
So EPA is looking at that very strongly at my suggestion. You go into a new building or a new house or a new home and they have standards on where you don't get water. You can't wash your hands practically. There's so little water comes out of the faucet. And the end result is you leave the faucet on and it takes you much longer to wash your hands. You end up using the same amount of water. So we're looking at very seriously at opening up the standard. And there may be some areas where we'll go the other route, desert areas, but for the most part, you have many states where they have so much water that it comes down, it's called rain, that they don't know what to do with it. So we're going to be opening up that, I believe.
The room chuckles nervously.
Changing the standards very
soon. Is he kidding?
Yeah, that's just it. I don't know if any of that was a joke, and it most certainly wasn't. But
no, it wasn't to him. But I mean, the room is. I mean, that's the point where you start to get uncomfortable. Like, I think maybe Uncle Oscar's been drinking. Like, you know, like it's the whole family starts to kind of look around and like, is he joking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I cheated on your aunt a couple times. I had a mistress. Her name was Delilah. You're like, oh, shit.
I mean, again, he doesn't know grown-up words. So what he does, instead of just remarking about the EPA addressing water efficiency standards, instead he has to use 1,000 words to describe something that only requires 5 words. You know,
why use 5 words when 500 would do?
Yeah.
You
know,
but and it's all these same little, it's the same 200 words he says all the time, and he's just shuffling them around like pieces on a go board, you know? That's and right. He's just like...
Refrigerator magnets.
It's like someone's trying to answer the $60,000 pyramid. They're like, toilets! Bathrooms, flushing.
I mean, did you notice that he always says we're looking very strongly at things because he has no other.
Drives me crazy. It's one of his one of my big pet peeves.
Yeah, it just drives me nuts. Everything is we're looking very strongly at. We're looking at water. We're going to look at big water. We're going to look at. We're going to look very strongly.
We're going to look at water in terms of it being wet.
That's right. Oh God.
The whole flushing 10 or 15 times. I mean,
I know.
Where is he even getting that?
Well, you know, if you take shits the size of the shits that he takes, And my guess is he goes through like an entire roll of not toilet paper, but he's got to use like paper towels. That's what he uses. And he just takes a gigantic, well, like the whole roll of paper towels. That's what he uses. And then it's jammed down the toilets. And he goes, why do I got to flush 15 times to get all of this paper towel refuse down the toilet? And then he's going off about the whole thing to Kellyanne Conway and all of his advisors in meetings in which he's getting briefed on national security issues around the globe. And he's like, now let's enough of that stuff about national security. Got to talk about all of the paper towels I try to flush down the toilet. Fuck you. Oh, my God.
So awful.
Yeah, he is.
But like it's like you and Buzz were talking about and we talked about it last week. I cannot give him the bandwidth of hating him. Like, I can't just commit all the way because it's just like I don't like him. And yes, he is viscerally repulsive.
He is.
And I do feel the same kind of reaction you feel when a giant cockroach runs across your foot or something. You know, like every time he opens his mouth, it's like someone dumped a bag of live spiders on my naked thighs.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just...
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the harm is in hating him. I mean, I don't think this is hate. We're treating hate as if it's like some sort of commodity that we can't. Oh, we have to be sparing with our hate. I fucking despise this guy from a moral point of view, from a values point of view, from a political point of view, from just a basic human being point of view. He is a repulsive man who has no business being in public, much less out of prison. I mean, this is a guy.
Well, no, he absolutely disgusts me, but I do not want to give him the power over me of hating him.
Oh, he doesn't have any power over me, I assure you. Because I hate him, there's no power there. I think what it does, it allows me in a certain way to understand what he's all about. I think the hate is swelling in me, as they say in Star Wars movies.
Yeah. Embrace the dark side.
It gives me the power of the dark side.
You don't know the power.
So,
God, Sebastian Gorka over here. Embrace your dark side, Bob.
If you don't hate him now, well, here we go. In just a second, I'm going to play some clips from his Hershey, Pennsylvania rally. Which
was nuts.
It was one of his most nuts rallies since the 2016 campaign. Maybe since the CPAC rally. Well, there was nothing.
I was going to say, that one was pretty fever dreamy.
Yeah, there was nothing that tops the CPAC rally. That was the most insane rally I've ever seen him do. The one from this past, well, it was late winter, early spring of this year.
Right.
But this one came really damn close. We're going to do that and a whole lot more right after these words.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Bob Seska.
This is Albuquerque's Twisted Mojo and My Babe.
My baby don't stand or dream, my babe.
I think this goes back to maybe our April or May Indie Music Countdown. I think so. I love these guys. Okay, so Donald Trump had another rally, and this time in Hershey, Pennsylvania, because he has to smear his taint on everything, even the good chocolate. So that's
not good chocolate.
No, Hershey chocolate is awesome chocolate. Are you kidding
me?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. What's wrong with you, T-Rex? Yeah. I got to send you some actual Hershey's chocolate. What, seriously.
No, dude, it's waxy and it tastes like cheese. The whole thing with Hershey's is Hershey
tastes like...
Tastes like
cheese?
What?
They couldn't ask a European. They know how chocolate's supposed to taste.
I don't know what's wrong with you. It doesn't taste sour.
My dad was always...
Why do you hate America?
Even when I was a little kid, my dad was
Yeah, exactly. Why do you hate America? That's a good question.
Yeah, because sometimes you just want to go somewhere and mediocre and eat something you're too lazy to make for yourself. that's America.
Okay, granted, granted, conceded. I yield back.
The gentle person will be yielding back to the other gentle person.
Exactly. I'm reclaiming my time. Okay,
so Trump was in Hershey, Pennsylvania, where clearly the chocolate tastes like cheese somehow.
Wisconsin?
Ask a German person what they think of American chocolate.
I don't care what the German people think.
Whatever.
It tastes like cheese.
Whatever.
It's sour.
Yeah. Here's Donald Trump talking about the... let's start with this. This is where Donald Trump's joking about not leaving office again. He seems to say, I mean, he keeps saying, oh, I'm just kidding. I'm just joshing here. He's not. He's softening their tenderized skulls for him to do it for real. That's what's going on here. These are all trial balloons to see how they'll react. That's exactly what Donald Trump is doing. Here he is in Hershey. Hang on to your hats.
But they always say, judges and Supreme Court justices. And when you leave office, I hope in 5 years, 9 years, 13 years, 17 years, 21 years, 25 years.
Oh, you'll be dead by then, old man.
29 years.
I will see you hanged, sir.
Now, I'm only doing that to drive them totally crazy. Crazy, even joking about it. We have this idiot comedian who stands up.
I think he's talking about Bill Maher here. I think Bill Maher is the idiot comedian he's mentioning.
Talking to a guest, right? He said, you know he's going to win, don't you? You know it. I go, no, we're going to fight. And they will. No, you know he's going to win. Then he goes, you know he's going to win, and you know he's never leaving, don't you? He's never leaving. And at first I thought he was kidding. He's a whack job. He is totally serious. He honestly believes that. And I don't know, should we give it a shot? Maybe we'll give it a shot.
See? It works. They're okay with it.
I'm only kidding.
They won't write that.
Wait.
They won't write the I'm only kidding
book. Okay.
He's not kidding. He's not kidding.
Trial balloon. That's what that is. That's a trial balloon. Here's Donald Trump talking.
And they love it. They love that idea. Just like... bacon and lollipops forever. Yay. Nothing could possibly go wrong.
Bacon and lollipops forever. That's perfect. Here he is talking about the Russia dossier.
So they tried to frame innocent people in the ludicrous. It all started with the Russia witch hunt, right? Then the Inspector General's shocking report proved that the Obama FBI obtained secret warrants to spy on my campaign.
There's a name for your band, Debunk Smears. How about that?
There
David?
You go. Yeah.
We're not finished with this yet. I just wanted to throw that in. Teeny tiny Trump.
No, they didn't.
See,
and they didn't base the investigation on the dossier. It had nothing to do with the dossier.
Exactly.
It had to do with drunk, what's his name, Papadopoulos.
Right.
George Papadopoulos, drunk in a wine bar and mouthing off to some Australian official. And he was like,
yep.
This is weird.
Yep.
That's concerning, Mike.
Well, I mean, here's the real danger in all of this. Because imagine, and now facts don't matter at all. So when we get around to November 3rd, 2020, any facts that say, oh, this election was not rigged against Donald Trump, once they get to election day and Donald Trump loses, hopefully, Donald Trump can make up anything he wants to say that this election needs to be invalidated because of whatever Democrat shenanigans they've been lining up. and they don't need studies. And if studies actually do come out, if committees are formed, if election boards are re-canvassed and there are recounts and official secretaries of state come out and say there was nothing wrong with this election, it won't matter because Donald Trump has all of these people in the palms of his teeny tiny hands. And so he's able to inject any amount of bullshit into their brains and they will go along with it. Did you guys hear the clip of those people outside the Hershey rally? CBS News talked to a few of Trump's fanboys, speaking of the red hats, and they're all suggesting that if Donald Trump is, oh, they're not suggesting it, they're saying it outright, that if Donald Trump is removed from office by the Senate, then they're going to war. Which,
yeah, right,
is exactly how we do
guess
things.
What, fat boy, you can't do that with your Nintendo controller. You got to get out of the chair.
That's right.
And you're going to be gone from home for several days, so you may want to pack up some Hot Pockets to take with you.
Yeah, well, you know, like, I posted this clip on Twitter, and some of the reactions were, oh my god, this clip terrifies me. And I'm like, no, you don't have to be terrified by this clip. You know why? Because all these guys, they're cowards. All they will do is throw their beer cans at their television. That's the furthest they'll come. That's the closest they'll ever come to actual violent outbursts. They will never throw bullets at Democrats. That will not happen. It's just beer cans at their television. Here's a couple of Donald Trump supporters outside the Hershey rally talking about how, well, the first guy talks about how he's going to solve any problem with Donald Trump being removed from office with his 357 Magnum, Dirty Harry.
He's not going to be removed. He's not going to be removed. He's not going to be removed.
You feel confident in that?
My 357 Magnum is comfortable with that. End of story.
Remove
him in the Senate?
Mm-hmm.
He's drunk.
I think.
You know what he was doing? He was actually kind of crying a little bit, Jody. He actually looked like he was starting to tear up with emotion. Like
he's clapping his hands because he believes in fairies.
Yeah.
And he was drunk. He does sound really drunk.
He was drunk. And drunkenness can make one cry.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, here was the next guy they talked to right after that.
Greenland is a strategic place up there.
All right. Let's continue with this drunk guy here.
To cause physical violence in this country that we haven't seen since the first Civil War. I think it would become the second Civil War.
I would think that there would be a strong movement. It would be very negative. Possible violence. Not that I'm condoning violence.
Not that I'm condoning violence. There's going to be violence, but I'm not condoning it. Okay, sure. Let's continue.
A lot of mad Americans, possibly 70-80 million Americans on the loose, not very happy. What we're seeing is a divided country. You know, both sides are dug in. No one's budging. We have families torn apart, including my family. My daughters are liberal. I'm conservative.
Good.
Now that this whole thing has been going on, we just had a problem at Thanksgiving. Very unfortunate. I wish it never would have happened, this whole mess we're in.
Very, very unfortunate.
Whose fault is that, you dickhead?
That's exactly right.
Girls, kill your father. No.
Shit. See, I was just going to say.
Incapacitate him on November 3rd.
Yeah, I was just going to say, in a democracy, we solve things by voting. By protesting and by complaining. We don't shoot people to solve political issues in this country. And I don't know where these guys got the impression that in a democracy, you solve things at the point of a gun. Oh, maybe I know. Like, how about an entire history in which the United States solves issues at the point of a gun? Oh, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, I thought you were saying just then that that's not how we do things in America. I'm like, where'd you learn American history, Bob?
Well, I'm talking about politically speaking. I mean, obviously, there's a degree of, there's a foreign policy thing where we do get into shooting wars. But in terms of the functioning of our politics in the United States, internally, domestically.
You know, here in the South. Oh, and in the North, too, with the Klan. I mean, you know, Trump's dad was arrested at a Klan rally in New York City in 1929. So, what I'm saying is,
whoever is thinking that violence is the solution in a democracy doesn't understand democracy. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen.
Right. It's a throwback to an uglier time is what it is.
Right. Exactly. And,
but it's old mind versus new mind. I mean, there really is a difference, I think, in the way the generations think about things here. And I think that the incurious, like the world-fearing, suspicious, outsider hating conservative mindset is, you know, it's that's a very much like a baby boomer kind of thing. And
Tom Hartman said on my show yesterday, I interviewed Tom Hartman on my Wednesday interview show, and he said, reminded me of the what is it? It's like a maxim. It says the last person to remember the Great Depression after that person dies,
about to die,
then we're doomed to repeat the Great Depression. Once there are no more people who remember it, then we're doomed to repeat it. And the same thing goes with fascism. We're seeing that now. We're the last people who remember World War II, especially the last people who fought in World War II, are dying off. And once they're gone, there's the very strong potential that we start repeating those same fuck-ups because there's no one there's no one around to remind us that fascism is bad. And that's
except 70% of the population. You know, I mean, really, only 30-40% of the population likes the guy. So it's, you know, it's a small group. It's a minority that's embracing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
True.
They just happen to be noisy and they get unfairly weighted because of the Electoral College.
Yeah, but that minority tends to expand. I mean, if you actually looked at the percentages of people who support fascism in, let's say, 1980 versus 2019, I would suggest that there are a lot more people who support fascism today than there were in 1980.
Oh, only though you gotta caveat that.
Okay.
Fascism, as long as it's a Republican.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Right, right. Okay, so let's see what else here. All right, yeah. Rudy Giuliani received, this guy, Lev Parnas, received $1 million from a Russian account in September.
$1 million.
He's like working for Rudy officially, for the campaign to reelect the creep. And he's getting $1 million from Russia, just, you know, wired to him from a Russian bank account, you know.
Yep.
But nothing to see here. We proved that there was no collusion.
And your problem is what, David? What is your problem? I don't understand.
Get over it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, David. Just chill, man. Like, Greta.
Nothing
just
shady
chill.
About this. Just keep moving. Oh, my God.
Just
move
chill
along.
And watch a movie. Oh, my
God. Yeah. Speaking of Greta, we got to talk about Greta on the postmortem show here coming up.
Okay.
Yeah. Donald Trump
is... Are we already out of time?
Yes, we're already out of time. Donald Trump is the thinnest-skinned son of a bitch, the whiny diaper baby that he is. Just so bent out of shape. He and Don Jr. are so fucked up because Greta Thunberg is Time's Person of the Year. And rightfully so, might I add.
Exactly.
We're gonna talk
about take a step back and let a 16-year-old girl...
Of course not.
But he's
a minor child. You know,
why does he just go print himself a new fake Time of the Year and Man
he
of the
did.
Year cover?
He did. He already did.
You know, oh, he did? He did. Yep. Okay.
He did.
We're up to speed then. Mm-hmm. Now go hang in at Mar-a-Lago and the circle of life will be complete.
Umbele. They photoshopped his head onto Greta Thunberg's body. Because that's what they do now. Yeah. And I'm wondering how many toothless red hats out there are going, oh, look at Donald Trump. He's really slimmed down. He's got the body of a 16-year-old girl now. It's kind of amazing. Look what the president
has
done.
Crawl space.
Well, they believe that the Photoshop picture of him is Rocky.
Oh God!
Fighting Russians.
That's unfucking believable. You know what else we're going to talk about? We're going to on the postmortem show coming up here on our Patreon page. I think we're going to also talk about drugs and plastic surgery too.
Yes.
So that's coming up. We had a great conversation before the show, and I didn't record it. So I want to do it again on the postmortem show, or at least bring up the subject again. So we're going to get into that, too. That's BobSeskaShow.com. Also, Patreon.com/BobSeskaShow if you want to subscribe. Postmortem show is for, I think it's $5 a month. I'm saying that as if I don't know. It's... $5 a month.
You don't
know
how much your own Patreon is?
I don't know why I said it that way. It just shit comes out, man.
Okay, just real quick, come back to me here and fuck, marry, kill Lev, Igor, Rudy. Go.
Oh, man. I'm not even going to bother with that
one. I can't even do that.
It's like, kill, kill, kill.
clearly, I'm going to fuck Lev Parnas.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, he's got that. His eyes are closer together.
Dreamy. He's got the dreamy eyes. Sort of,
Plenarian thing going for him.
And I'll marry Igor.
That's right. Oh, good luck. Good luck with Igor. That leaves T-Rex.
I see your Valentine to Igor. It's like, roses are red. My Dacha is quiet. Let's you and I have our own pussy riot.
All right, that's the show. No Jody next week, huh?
No Jody next week.
Okay. Well, have a great weekend, folks. Bye-bye.
Let's face it. Hiring is challenging. But there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/begin. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, listeners to the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/begin. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BEGIN. ZipRecruiter.com/begin. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.